The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Danny Carroll on Radio Nova. That song is called Cheesemonger, and we're very lucky because Danny Carroll's just released a brand new album. It's called I Am The Cheese. He released it on Friday. It's kind of his debut solo album, but it is just a great listen. It's really charming, it's really warm, and as well, I suppose, it's just something that asks for your attention all the way through, and it's kind of a pleasurable listen like that. We're very lucky to have Danny on the line, having a Sunday, I believe. How are you getting on, Danny?
Not so bad. You've given me a reason to recline and put my feet up. I was trying to home record saxophone parts before you called, and I'm fairly kind of new to the saxophone, so there's a lot of redoing going on. You know what I mean? I'm sort of I was in a lot of pain before you called, and now I'm having a break, which is nice.
Okay, well, look, it's a pleasure to chat to you on this Sunday evening and save you from saxophone overindulgence. So the album came out on Friday, I Am The Cheese. How does it feel to have it out?
Yeah, it's a relief to have it out, to be honest, Kieran. I've been sitting on it for a couple of years now. Like, I first recorded the songs on that in June 2021. And like, a sort of, it was one of those like lockdown albums where like a friend of mine was emailing me bass parts for it, and another friend emailed me piano parts, and I was home recording a lot of stuff and emailing that to a producer. So it was a real sort of piecemeal thing built up over a few months. And yeah, here we are a couple of years later, finally getting it out.
But yeah,
it's a real relief to get it out.
In that time, Like, do you show it to people, and were you like playing to people and saying, what do you think of this, or sending it or whatever, or did you keep it under wraps?
It depended on how much I trusted the person, I guess, or felt comfortable with them hearing it. Some people, like, I sort of wanted people to listen to it on the day it was released and have that reaction to it and save a bit of excitement even for myself, I suppose, in that respect. But yeah, there's just like, I decided to press it on vinyl, and that takes a long time. And I also sort of, it was the first thing I put out under my own name, so I felt like I kind of had to grow into that situation a little bit. So I released a couple of songs last year, just as a way of like getting a feel for doing this again, and went out and did some gigs as well for the first time since before the pandemic. And yeah, it's been a little bit of a journey, but it's great to be here at this point.
So, look, the album is, it's a great listen, and I really enjoyed it. And we'll chat about that for a second, but I have to ask the question, I Am The Cheese. I don't know if that's a brave album title, if it's so tongue-in-cheek that it's kind of invites, you know, debate. Where did that come from?
It came from a novel I read as a teenager that has the same title. It's like a young adult fiction book that was written in the 70s that, I don't know how it came into my possession, but it's really something that kind of haunted me. But like, the final lines of the book are sort of saying the cheese stands alone several times, and that really stuck in my head. And yeah, it is a bit tongue-in-cheek. There's sort of multiple meanings to it. It's tongue-in-cheek, and it's self-aware, and it's also self-aggrandizing. And I don't know, just if I put, you know, a title like, you know, Danny Carroll Reflections or something like something very serious and earnest, I don't think it would have really been reflective of who I am as a person. And I enjoyed the contrast of having just a normal, regular man's name and this silly, absurd title, and it just felt fitting for me.
Well, you know, it really does. I think it does fit the album. So I guess just chatting about the music on it, I suppose it's lyrically led, it's kind of melodic folk pop, and a couple of things that you would describe it as, and hopefully they connect with what you think, but there's a humour in there, it's quirky, it's idiosyncratic, it's very grounded, it feels like it's kind of internal, it's a lot of thought, it feels like a lot of thoughts put on the page, which I thought did kind of connect with it being kind of written in the pandemic, lots of time in your head. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I suppose that's always been my way of working, is to write all the words first and then figure out the correct tone of address for them, figuring out how I'm going to present those ideas that I've written out musically. So sometimes that starts even with an essay, and then I boil that down into a set of lyrics and then shape them around a piece of music, and inevitably they change a little bit as they react with the piece of music that I'm trying to put it to. But yeah, definitely it was a time for sitting with your thoughts. Like, there's one song on there called February, which was written maybe February 2021. And that was, you know, that was like 11 months into all the time, not to like put everybody back into thinking about the pandemic, but that was sort of like, oh no, I think I'm cracking up. I think this is really like, I'm considering, making a podcast on mental health for RTE and things like that, you know, real desperate measures for desperate times.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, it's really, there's a lot of kind of, descriptive language. There is a lot of kind of images conjured up. I think Pimlico is one of those songs on it. It's just a bit of a standout for me. But one of my favourite songs on the album is a song, Golden Hour. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we play it?
Sure, yeah. Golden Hour is the second track on the album. It's one of the first songs that the producer who worked with me on this album, and it was really collaborative in that respect, this producer called Chris Ryan, produces bands at New Dad and Just Mustard, Junk Drawer, a lot of great Irish bands that I'm sure you played on the show. Mm. And this was one of the first songs I sent to him. He was really kind of all in on the project after I sent him this song. He felt like this is the one, this is the, like, you've really done something different with this compared to stuff you were doing previous in bands. And it's a pretty, like, open-hearted, unapologetic love song. It's really like that giddy infatuation when, you know, walking around Dublin, suddenly, like, oh, the place seems different. You know, I'm seeing it with these fresh eyes, I guess these sort of, rose-tinted lenses or something like that. And it's just trying to capture a bit of that giddy infatuation where any sense of doubt or uncertainty about yourself or your life is completely overwhelmed by this connection that you have with another person. And I just tried to capture some of that, like, floaty feeling, giddy floaty feeling in the way that it's done, and hopefully managed to do that.
Yeah, you did. I think it's an excellent listen. So check it out. This is Danny Carroll we're chatting to, and the album is called I Am The Cheese, which came out on Friday. And I believe it's you can get it in your Bandcamp. Gorgeous vinyls there, of course. And you don't have any gigs lined up right now, but you do have a very special offer for any listeners that would like to get in touch.
Oh, sure. If you can be the mediator. I mean, I'm putting more work in your hands here, Kieran, but if anyone wants me to come over and play the songs to them, I can do that, because I don't really have any gigs lined up as of yet. But that's not to say I wouldn't play for people if they asked me to. So get in touch. The lines are open, and I'll come on down.
Absolutely. What an offer that is. I'm sure there's some GDPR issues we must have to get through. But Danny Carroll, thank you so much for chatting to us, and best of luck and congratulations on I Am The Cheese, brand new album out now.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks so much for asking me.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play a little bit of Golden Hour from Danny Carroll from the album I Am The Cheese. It's Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.